So this talk is from Eric Albers. Eric is working for the Free Software Foundation Europe. And in the last months, he spent a lot of time going around explaining people how they can use free software on their mobile phones. He helped people like him before who didn't know that much about technology. Eric is not a hacker. How to install free software on mobile phones, spending 4 hours with them until everything is done. And he will now give a talk about freedom on mobile devices. Welcome, Eric.
Thanks, Matthias, for the introduction. As explained before, I was preparing my talk in German, so you still see some German words here, and please be patient if I'm looking for words now sometimes, as I'm talking in English. So my talk is about freedom on mobile devices, especially on freedom on the Android system. I am Eric and work for the Free Software Foundation Europe. You can see my contact details on the sheet here, some email address and my social media accounts, as well as my blog address. Just in short, for those of you who don't know, what is the Free Software Foundation Europe? The Free Software Foundation Europe is a non-profit organization working in interest of the whole free software movement, and we do political and societal work for all communities out there. So my talk, I will begin with some aspects of freedom and control in general to get an idea how freedom and control is related to each other, and then I will focus on the Android system. So let's begin with a broader picture. With the control of content, this is an image of digital restriction management. I think most of you maybe know what it is. Digital restriction management is meant to name especially files and data that are restricted in their use. So for example, you buy like a book, a digital book or a digital music, movie, whatever, and you are restricted to use this file on another platform or another device that you would like to use it. This is what we call digital restriction management. And this is one sort of control that we have to face these days. The other part of control is control of data. People these days now talk a lot about cloud computing. What happens with cloud computing is I store my data on a server somewhere located around the world. And if I do so, most of the times I lose control of my data because the administrator who's in charge of the server can lock myself and restrict access to my own data that I stored on his server. Especially the big companies out there like Microsoft, Apple, Google, and so on, they offer storage for no cost. And what if you're interested in the part of control, then I recommend you to look at the internet for guys who are using these services, and then one day their account is being blocked, and what happens to them, like months of work are lost because some administrator decided that their account is now blocked for some reason. New challenge also is the remote control. Here we have the remote control of content. A famous product of this is the Amazon Kindle here. When you buy books in the Amazon store, or let's say, first we have to question if the word buy is the proper word, because you pay money and then you get the book on your device until the day that Amazon may decide that you are no longer allowed to read the book on your device and they can remote delete it. This happened in 2009. It was a famous story when some right holders went to Amazon and complaining that some books they have sold was not legal to sell them. So they decided to delete a lot of books, and ironically, one of them was 1984 from George Orwell. And later then, of course, there was a lot of people complaining this, I don't know, this is not in use, in the right of the user or in interest of the user. And then Amazon later said that it's feeling very sorry for this, and in future they will not do it again. Instead, the state asked them to do so, which is, in when we look at 1984, even more ironically. And now the next step that will come is the remote control of hardware. I don't know if you know Google Glass. Google is producing a internet-connected glass. Now they are in a test phase, and so they made 1,500 products, giving them away to some testers, and the testers had to sign an agreement that they will not lend the product or sell the product. When a guy decided, oh, let's sell this in eBay, and I don't know, after some hours, it was like $80,000, I think. When Google said, if you do so, we will remote deactivate this product. So what we see is how companies try to get more and more control over content, over data, and even over hardware, how users lose more and more the freedom to use what they have bought, what we think traditionally should be the right of the owner to decide if a product that I have bought, can, if I can sell it or not. And in the final step, we maybe even lose control over our own hardware. Now you can say, okay, these are all proprietary software-based products, and traditional economic interests behind them. In free software, I'm still full of control of everything, and as long as I use free software, I'm free. This is something now I want to put in question with the Android system. And that's why I wrote here, it's German, and says, like, is free software full control? This is something we want to look now in case of the Android system. If I buy an Android-based device today, like a tablet or a phone, then and I switch it on, the first screen I see looks like this. So it says authentication is required. You need to sign into your Google account. So to get full control over the device, I have to set up a Google account or use my existing Google account for the device. This, first of all, this is like a vendor dependency. So Google wants me to use the Google account. But second, this is also bad for your privacy. We know that Google is making the profits by spying most detailed and user-specific on the users. And there are people who do not like this behavior. But if they buy an Android system, which is free software, they have to use a Google account. So just to get it clear, Android is free software. That's why I'm putting in question, is free software full control? Android is licensed under Apache. But as we see, you have here a vendor login. So this is the first part of control that I am losing, and I'm losing my freedom. Second, if I'm looking at the apps, then I'm faced with more anti-features. I don't know if you have seen the keynote now, the very good keynote from Benjamin Marco Hill, who's talking about anti-features. Here we see a lot of anti-features. So the hardware manufacturers, they have the right to add proprietary apps into the free software operating system. This is due to the Apache license. This is totally legal. And so we see, in most cases, hardware resellers think about something that they think, I want to use it, like a Facebook app. The problem is, I'm not using Facebook, and I don't want a Facebook app. But it's on my phone, and I cannot deinstall it. So okay, now you can say, well, if you don't use it, it's no harm. But I'm not sure about this, because I don't know exactly what this Facebook app is doing, even if I'm not using it. So I'm out of control of my software, because I cannot see what it is doing. And I lose the freedom to deinstall it. So this is the second step here. I have a vendor login, and I'm blind to my own software system. Fortunately, there's a way to hack the phone. You have to root it, and then you have the root access and can deinstall apps like this Facebook app. And you also can install, for example, updates to your operating system. But this is not in interest of the hardware seller. Because the hardware seller, for example, I'm buying an Android phone today, which comes maybe with an Android version 4.2. And let's say in 1 year, there's the Android version 5. So I want to use the Android version 5. My phone, my hardware can run Android 5. But I have not access to my bootloader, so I cannot install Android version 5. Because the hardware reseller does not want me to. Because he wants me to buy the new phone, which comes with Android 5, instead of updating my old phone to the new version. I can get, so I need access to the bootloader to do things like this. And most of the hardware resellers, you can get access to the bootloader. But what they do is, most of the times you have to sign an agreement. And the agreement says that you will lose your warranty if you do so. This is legal not correct, but I will get more in detail of this question later. So he puts me again out of control. He wants me to lose my warranty or to sign an agreement that I'm okay with losing my warranty. These agreements look like these. Here I have a special version that I found because, as I said here in point 5, you can see what I said, that once you get the unlock code, your device is no longer covered by the warranty. This is the normal case. But if you look at point number 4, this is even worse. Once you unlock the device, you can only use it for your personal use and may not sell or otherwise transfer the device. That means I have bought some hardware and I want to use it how I want to use my hardware, just install some operating system on it or a newer version of my existing operating system. And if I do so, I'm no more allowed to sell my device. This is in total contrast of what we are used to do with our own property, no? I mean, this is like buying a book and then I'm writing something in, and then after you have written something in your book, you may not sell this anymore. So now we see I have a vendor login, I'm blind to my own software, and I have these chains that I cannot move even or switch to another operating system. These are the legal aspects that put me out of control of my Android system. Fortunately, I can go over these legal aspects and I can root my phone, I can unlock my phone, and there are free alternatives to the Android system that give me more control or even full control of my own operating system, because this is what we want to achieve. We want mobile devices, and when I say we, is the Free Software Foundation Europe with this campaign, and we want to spread software freedom on mobile devices. We want users to have full control over their device, to have full access to their data, and to use their devices for every purpose. So here are our free alternatives to the Android system. There are more out there, but these are the most prominent among them. Cyanogen Mod and Replicant. Both of them are Android-based systems. That means there are communities. Because Android is free software and is published as free software, they take the code from Google, they delete the Google dependencies, they add two or three more features, and republish it. The Cyanogen Mod is the most prominent one because it uses the proprietary drivers from the hardware resellers, which is in one point negative, but on the good point, therefore it's, you can use it on, like, let's say 70% of all phones out there. And Replicant is rebuilding the drivers for free drivers, but therefore it's only applicable to, I think, 5 phones right now, and sometimes they're also not really stable working. But both of them are real Android based alternatives. That means if you switch to one of these versions, all the apps you are used to use with the Android system, you can use on these free alternatives too, and you don't have the loss of control, as I stated before. If I'm using, now I switch to a free alternative to have full control over my device, to install every software I like and to reinstall or deinstall every software I like, then I have a free operating system. But if I'm using a tablet or a phone, a free operating system is one point, but the other point is using apps. And in the normal Android system, you use the Google Play Store. The Google Play Store is a proprietary Play Store or App Store, and also you need a Google account for using it. Here's the free alternative. It's called F-Droid, and it's a free software app repository. If you install F-Droid, it's first time you have to download it from the homepage. You don't need any account for it. You just download it, install it on your system, and then it's integrating into your apps on your device. And now you have a portal to get access to, I don't know, thousands of free software apps. And you find free software apps for the most things you are doing in your daily life. Like here from left to right, you can see app for email, for calendar, for remote storage, chatting, social media clients, and navigation, for example. All of these apps are 100% free software apps, and you get them via the F-Droid system, the F-Droid app. This is also something I recommend for all users who maybe do not like to replace their operating system because they think, I don't know, they have maybe a phone from their where they work, or I don't know, they're not technically enough to switch their operating system. You can also install F-Droid in Android, So this is something I recommend for everyone. Install the free software app repository and have a look at the apps you can find there, so you can replace your apps that you use app by app with free apps instead of using proprietary apps or apps you are bind to the Google Play Store. This is how the app looks like. You can see this is a screenshot from my phone. You can see that there are also, I mean, there's also a barcode scanner, for example. I missed on PDF viewer. This, all these kind of things that you want to have on a mobile device. You even find games, and you see on the right side here for every app, you see under which license it is published. If, I don't know, if you have some, if you like one license more than the other, for example. I also had the experience people that were using the App Store to install apps, and then they installed the AppDroid. They were immediately getting updates for the apps that they downloaded from Google Play Store before, because the same apps were offered in both portals, which is totally okay. I mean, it's free software, so Google can offer them as well as AppDroid. But seems that AppDroid is sometimes more up to date because they got immediately updates that they didn't get from Google before. Taking this all together, the Free Software Foundation Europe decided to start a campaign to help people or to help people to get aware about their own user rights, about the possibility to use free software on mobile devices where they have full control, where they have respect of their privacy. And here is what the goals of the campaign are. By the way, right on the right side, on the bottom, you see the flyer of this campaign. The goals of the campaigns are, first we set up a homepage where people can find information for self-study. So if they want to use free software and if they want to have full control over the device, they can go to the homepage, which is freeyourandroid.org, and there they find all information about alternative systems, about the AppDroid system, about how to root their phone. They find links where they can find more information. So this is like a portal for freeing your phone on your own. Second, the Free Software Foundation Europe is not just concerned about free software, it's also concerned about user rights. So we told the two of the most leading free software advocates to research on the question if rooting a phone does void your warranty. And they found a European directive from 1999. And concerning to this directive, if you root your phone, it's totally okay, and the manufacturer may not declare your guarantee void. So we made a press release out of this to inform people about the fact. Now what happened is there's a German organization, a federal organization for consumer rights. They were interested in this fact. They republished this information, and now they are looking for users who had this experience, who rooted a phone, and the manufacturer said, sorry, but your guarantee is void, to execute an example, maybe in court, to get a final decision if this is legal or not. So this is something we are concerned about in this campaign, on the, like, let's say, the political aspect, the legal aspect of freeing phones, of getting control of your hardware. And finally, we would love to see more users using free software, being aware of their privacy and having full control on their devices. But in these days, it's still not that easy. Sometimes, depending on your phone, every phone is different in this respect. Sometimes it's still not easy to free your phone. So we decided to give workshops where users can come. They get some help from experts in freeing their phones. By now we did, I don't know, like 12 workshops or something. And doing this, of course, we try to spread the message, because people who did it once, normally then they can do it a second and a third time, and they can help their neighbors and friends to do the same and to spread the message of full control and software freedom on mobile devices. This is how, this is an image of the homepage I told before, freeyourandroid.org. Here you find the information for yourself. If you like to free your phone, please visit the page and read all the information that you need for freeing your phone. Here is a picture how such a workshop looks like. It's a little bit like these GNU Linux installation parties, maybe some of you know. So people come with their laptop. You need a laptop for freeing your phone. Come with the laptop and their phone, and together and collaborative in a, I don't know, in a sociable way, all together we are freeing their phones. And this is how a user should look like after freeing his phone, being happy of having full control of his device and no more vendor login. Yeah, thanks for listening. If you like what we are doing, if you like the Free Software Foundation Europe, you can become a member. You can support our work. Please do so if you like what we are doing. We have a booth directly in front of the room here. If you're interested, of course you can ask questions now, but if you're interested maybe in more general things in our work, what we are doing, or how you can support us, we are there the whole day in front of this room at the booth. Thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, thank you again, Eric, for changing the language of your talk on such a short notice. So, are there any questions?
So, hello. Thank you for your talk. So, in my opinion, the freedom of software, open source software, extra, the freedom it gives, it's more or less comparable to the freedom of speech. And the freedom of hardware, like open hardware, is more or less comparable to the freedom of movement. So you can, well, go where you want. So my point is, does the Free Software Foundation try to also help open hardware? Because for now, the situation is like with rooted Android, you are able to do whatever you want, but you are still in a locked room. So you can say what you want, but no one can hear you. It's another in a locked room. Locked room.
Sorry, the sound here is very bad. The question is if we support also free hardware? Was this the question? Yeah. Yeah, open hardware or free hardware. I prefer to say free hardware. Of course, we support initiatives like this, and it would be a dream to have a free phone which is built out of free hardware with free software. This, of course, should be the final step to access. By now, I'm not totally aware about at which point we are now, but of course, if you have any ideas about initiatives, I'm really interested, and come later and we can discuss things.
As a long-term Linux user, I first thing I looked at was truting my system. I was wondering if there are any nice tools that you could recommend for cheruting and managing your cheruts. And I was wondering if there's any nice tools you could recommend
for rooting,
chroot, and similar tools. Whether you would recommend this, are there any nice tools for doing this? And maybe for Linux users who are not happy just working in the terminal, whether or not there are any tools you would recommend for running, say, X on the frame buffer or similar.
I don't have any recommendations here. I think it also, I mean, rooting also depends always on your phone. I'm not sure if there is a general recommendation.
It's at the beginning I said Eric is not a programmer. He's running this and more in a way that others explained him how to do this, and so he's helping others who don't know yet how to free their phones to do the same thing. So, but if you have these questions, Eric can probably help you with, like Sam over there can help something. That's fine. Okay, I saw the question here. I will first get this question
response,
so I don't have to run around all the time. And
Sam has a response.
I will give a short summary. So on the website, you will find a link to the mailing list, and there are a lot of people like Sam who can help you with specific questions like that.
Hello. I'd like to come back to the Open Hardware initiatives. There is a project called Open Phoenix. They developed open hardware or free hardware smartphone. And the project is at the Linux Tag at booth 141. So if you're interested in this project, you should drop by the booth and discuss the opportunities. But unfortunately, this project isn't supported by the FSFE, because on the phone there are still some small parts, like the UMTS modem, which doesn't have a free firmware, for example. And those were blocking aspects for FSF.
There is probably one misunderstanding between FSF and FSFE, because, for example, when we would have not approved it, I would have known it, and so I don't know about it. So, just.
Hi, I have an N900, which is a MIMO-based phone. I wouldn't say it as a complete free phone. But I can get root on this, and of course there are a lot of proprietary drivers on it. And N900, as many of you know, the support was stopped from Nokia, and also there were other projects like the Migo, Mer, Tizen, and a lot of others. And you all hear about Yola and Sailfish coming. So my question is, in MIMO, the support is out, but we have a community support for MIMO. And will Free Software Foundation, let's say FSF Europe or FSF, be supporting such kind of community initiatives?
The campaign for your Android is especially for users who are using Android systems to switch to a system which is also Android-based. That's the point in this campaign. That because they are used for some apps, or I don't know, but they are aware of getting control, of having respect of their privacy. So that's why we concentrate on Android-based alternatives. So users can switch easily. They don't lose any apps they are maybe used to use before and still get full control. But of course, in general, we support all, or let's say, other free software alternatives too, but especially for this campaign, we focus on Android-based alternatives.
There is an intermediate step where you can unlock your phone if you change the provider. You showed one screen saying you needed a Google account, which is not true, but I'm not sure if it's, and that's my question, if you have an alternative here for all the Android versions. If you enter an other service provider which is supporting Active Sync, then you can also run your mobile phone. You have an address book, you have calendar, all the services, and you use other apps, but you are not communicating with Google. You did do some research in this direction. What we at Almenda Cloud Services did, we set up Group Office, which has an extension which is providing all these services. So we are running some Android 2.2 phones without any Google activity, but also we have CyanogenMod pads.
But still it asks you to use the Google service or not? Why not? So what happened to the Google services?
You don't need to enter a new Google account as a service. It's not necessary.
Yeah, as far as I know, that depends from phone to phone if you are forced to give in this data. But
Is your organization planning some commercial cooperations with other companies or cell phone shops so that this freeing Android become a more commercial campaign? Is there any plans in this direction?
For commercial activities?
Well, I think we need to ask ourselves if we want to reach as much people we can. So a cooperation with cell phone stores could be one way to spread this idea.
I understand the idea, but there are some things. First, we are a non-profit organization. That means we are legally not allowed to do any commercial activity. And second, if there is some phone, some commercial activity, for example, a free phone using free hardware, of course we could support it and we can say this is something we can recommend. But that's it. I mean, we're not producing phones, of course, and we're not selling phones. Of course, we can give recommendations if there is activity that, I don't know, a very good activity, then we recommend it and support it. Yeah, that's what we can do.